Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg, 3 degrees up to 16 tomorrow. Pretoria, 4, 18. Mbombela, 7, going up to 20 degrees.
Major issues in central Joburg. There's an accident on the M2 East before Joe Slobo Drive, causing some delays there. And then also heavy traffic on the M1 South from before Kilani all the way until past Boysons. And there are roadworks at the Crown Interchange also causing extra delays.
So, man, with your sport headlines, we're going to be chatting to Protea legend Vernon Philander about the World Test Championship final.
The MEC for Education in the Eastern Cape, Fundile Gade, says as of yesterday afternoon, 58 schools across the province had been affected by severe floods. Gade gave an update on his department during a media briefing that was convened this afternoon.
We were looking around 6,038 learners that are affected because of the 58 schools.
Furthermore, scores of residents have been displaced, while the death toll now stands at 49. Gade says the worst affected regions are in the OR Tambo, Amatole and Alfred Nzor municipalities. Back to Gauteng, a protest over ongoing power outages in Meadowlands in Soweto has led to road closures. According to JMPD spokesperson Xolani Fihler, Reverend Frederick Mondise Drive is currently barricaded off.
While the road remains closed, the situation is calm. With JMPD officers are also on the scene to monitor the situation, and traffic is being diverted at Hennessy and Vincent Street.
And in Parliament, they have passed the 2025 fiscal framework following the budget speech by Finance Minister Ino Godongwana, which hiked the fuel levy. The consideration was passed with 268 votes from the ANC, DA and other coalition partners. The ANC defended Finance Minister Ino Godongwana's budget. Here's the chairperson of the Finance Committee, Joe Maswangani.
Anyone calling for the minister's head for the budget delay is out of tune with coalition government dynamics all over the world.
But the MK party remains with their initial sayings that they will voice objection to the budget. Here's party's MK Des van Rooyen.
The hiking fuel levy is the most regressive tax system, far worse than VAT. It will increase food costs and compromise the country's food security efforts. This report further confirms that sellouts protected the wealthy few.
In other news, the rand was at its strongest performance against the US dollar today. We reached out to the chief economist at the Efficient Group, Davi Ruetu, ascribes the performance to a dollar under immense pressure.
It is not the result of a good economy. In fact, the South African economy remains in the doldrums, and economic growth is likely to disappoint again this year. So look at this more as a case of a US dollar that is under pressure than a rand that is actually strengthening.
And we end off abroad. France's prime minister accused French activists who sailed on a Gaza-bound aid boat of capitalizing on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict for political attention. The activists, who hoped to raise awareness about the humanitarian situation, included Rima Hassan, a member of the European Parliament. Hassan is from the hard-left France Unbound party, who is of Palestinian descent. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 6.
Kagiso Rabada has just taken the last Australian wicket. 212 all out. KG's got a 5 for. Come on.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up. Physical.